From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Tensions in Burundi prior to balloting. At least two people died in overnight violence in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, witnesses reported today, as tensions rise in the lead-up to contested elections. Voters in Burundi go to the polls Monday. VOA's William Eagle reports.
The legislative elections will take place, despite efforts to delay them. The European Union, African Union, East African Community, and the United Nations Secretary General have asked that they be postponed until the opposition and the government can agree on how to ensure the elections will be transparent and inclusive. Over the past week, grenade attacks shook several towns, killing four and injuring dozens. One of the country's two vice presidents and two members of the Electoral Commission have fled. Observers say in this environment, the ruling CNDD, FDD, and allied smaller parties are guaranteed a substantial win. I'm William Eagle in Washington.
The Greek parliament voted today in favor of the request from Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' government for a referendum on the terms of an international bailout deal that will soon expire. Greeks will vote in the referendum July 5th. Mr. Tsipras said the people must decide free of any blackmail. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls warned today there is a real risk of Greece leaving the eurozone if Greek voters say no to the bailout proposals. Valls, however, refused to denounce the Greek government's decision to hold the referendum. He said, when you ask the people to decide, you should let them decide. This is VOA News. A senior U.S. official says all parties at the Iran nuclear talks in Vienna plan to continue negotiating past the June 30th deadline. Earlier today, the U.S. delegation, led by Secretary of State John Kerry, held high-level talks with the Iranian delegation. VOA's Al Pessin has more on the story.
Iran does want to avoid inspections of its military facilities and interviews with its scientists, but military site inspections are part of the global nonproliferation rules that 126 other countries accept and that are the basis of the prospective deal with Iran. Ariane Tabatabai of Washington's Georgetown University, who spoke via Skype.
On the one hand, it really wants a deal. On the other hand, it needs to make sure that the deal doesn't come at a cost for its national security, which, you know, access to military facilities, to nuclear scientists could potentially jeopardize.
Public statements on all sides are part negotiating tactic, part domestic politics. But in the coming days, rhetoric will give way to political reality inside the negotiating rooms. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.
Kuwait said today it has identified a Saudi citizen as the suicide bomber that attacked a crowded Shiite mosque, killing at least 26 people and wounding many others. The Interior Ministry said Fahd Saliman Abdul Mohsen Al-Kaba'a is responsible for Friday's assault on the mosque during the holy month of Ramadan. The incident in Kuwait was one of three terrorist attacks Friday on three continents. Tunisian Prime Minister Habib Assid scrambled Saturday to boost security as thousands of foreign tourists fled the country following a terrorist attack at a seaside resort. At least 38 people were killed and dozens more wounded Friday when a young Tunisian militant disguised as a tourist opened fire on a private beach and other facilities of the five-star Imperial Marhaba Hotel. More than 500 people were injured, nearly 200 seriously, in a fire at a water park outside Taiwan's capital. The fire accidentally erupted when colored theatrical powder ignited as it was thrown from the stage onto a crowd of 1,000 young people. An activist climbed the flagpole outside the South Carolina State Capitol building on Saturday and removed the Confederate flag, a day after President Barack Obama called it a reminder of racial subjugation. The African-American woman, identified as 30-year-old Brittany Newsom, was arrested as soon as she climbed down the pole. Gay couples have been celebrating the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling legalizing same-sex marriage with spontaneous weddings and gatherings across the United States. While some conservative politicians and religious groups are demanding stronger legal protections against those unions. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.